What is up, guys? This is Chris.
And I'm Damien.
And this is the Downtime Podcast. We're here to melt away those midweek blues.
So tune in, sit down, try to get away for a little while.
On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about this weekend, everything that happened during it.
A little bit of minimum wage.
And about all the roundabouts that are popping up in our hometown and how much we can't stand them.
Because apparently, somebody thought it was a good idea.
All right, so some of y'all know that this past weekend I went to Savannah. I had a little wedding that I had to go to in Statesboro, and my aunt lives on Wilmington, so... And it's not far from Tybee. It's kind of in between Savannah and Tybee. So I stayed there. The first night I got in town, I stayed there. The next night, I wound up staying at my buddy's fiance's house. And because we had the bachelor or bachelorette party Friday night. And then the rest of the time, I spent in Statesboro.
How was that?
It was fun. I had a really good time. You know, Wednesday night, I got down there a little after 9. And so I just wound up going straight to bed that night.
Why did it take you so long?
I had to get out of my dad's house to take his dog out, which that wasn't going to really cost me any time. But Apple Maps are the worst thing that has ever happened since the iPhone was made. Because I don't know what it is about the ways that it takes you, but they are completely backwards from the way that, you know, any sane person would go. It took me to all these little no-name towns, and I wasn't even thinking. I was tired. I had just gotten out of work. Had to go to an orthopedic appointment for my wrist from that car wreck that I got in. And so...
Rip to the Corolla.
Yeah, rip in peace to the Corolla. And instead of going back up 85 and hopping on 16 towards Griffin and getting on, is it 75?
It's 75 south.
75 south all the way down. It had me go down 362 to Zebulon or Concord, and then I had to go to Zebulon. And then it took me through, I want to say Blairsville and... No, not Blairsville.
Barnesville
and Forsyth and some other little towns. And I was like, where the hell is this thing taking me? You know, who is behind here going, oh yeah, we're about to ruin his whole evening. He's going to take all these roads that he doesn't even have to.
And Siri's actually taken me down dead-end road before. All the way to the end. You know, because I use GPS for work.
Yeah.
So it's taking me all the way to a dead end road. Got there. She said, please make a U turn. Wait a second.
I know the venue that the wedding was at, you know how on divided lane highways or the divided highways, sometimes you'll have a little, there'll be an opening and you can turn right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's how this was. It had me go up another like half mile. It was like, go up and make a U turn. I was like, Whenever I did it and I came back first time, I was like, why didn't you just tell me to turn right here? there is no need for all this. And I can't stand it. When I was in Statesboro going to my buddy Jacob's apartment, it had me go all the way around town and then took me the back way into his apartment. And it took me an extra 15 minutes to get there just because it was all wrong. Like I could have just as easily turned left and went down this little side street, and then I would have been right there. But Siri's always on that bullshit, and it had me go that way for no reason.
It can be weird. I don't know. It seems like they don't update the maps enough for new roads. for roads that have been closed for feels like 8 years now, it still wants me to go down.
Well, but. See, that was my first time being down there. I don't even think any of the roads. Well, the road that I could have went down, it wasn't closed. I don't know why it did what it did. So, if any of you have suggestions on the best GPS app to use, throw that guy my way because I am done with Apple Maps for the rest of my life. I cannot stand it. I will not recommend that to my worst enemy. I can't do it. I've had it up to here with it.
You visited a local brewery down there too, didn't you?
Yeah. Me and my buddy Austin went to Moon River Brewing Company right there. It wasn't on River Street. I want to say it was Bay Street maybe. And they had some really good food. We both got some burgers. Ate a little bit too much. Had a local beer. It was called the Slovana IPA. It was really, really solid. I'm pretty big into IPAs. I'm sure most of y'all know that by now by listening to the previous episodes. But, man, if you like IPAs and you're around Savannah, go to Moon River, get the Slovana. You will not be disappointed.
You know, speaking of previous episodes, I don't want to interrupt your story, but this is our fourth episode, which means we've been doing it for a solid month now.
Yeah.
Which is pretty lit. We're still doing pretty good. We're not where we want to be.
No, we lost some viewers on the last pod, which we want to know what the hell you guys are doing where you're not listening and what we could do to make it better. So we got a voicemail. Call into that thing. You wanna pull that number up, Damien?
Yeah, we can. I should have had it ready. Sorry.
It's all your fault.
The number is 865-630-9004.
And if you didn't hear that, you better write it down because we're not going to repeat it again. It is 865-630-9004. And if you don't call in, you're a nerd and you shouldn't even be listening in the first place.
So we're just going to – I'll dive right into my topic about minimum wage. You know, it really gets to me sometimes. You know, a few pods back, I was talking about I need to slow down eating fast food, and I have, but it's to the fact now where I don't even want to eat fast food.
Oh, man. Speaking of fast food, while I was down there, I had McDonald's 3 times, and I'm not proud to admit that at all. And I can't – I want to say that my service was subpar because I can't. It's McDonald's. What do you expect? You don't go to McDonald's and think, oh, I'm about to have a great day. No, you're not.
And these are the same people that I'm hinting at wanting $15 an hour.
It's like, I ordered 3 McChickens, no lettuce. I got a obscene amount of lettuce.
The whole head.
Oh my gosh. It was just, they threw tons of garden on that thing. And I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I opened it up and just a whole iceberg lettuce just unfolded out of the whole sandwich. And I was like, I don't even want to eat this.
That's my big thing. Like, I order all my burgers, ketchup only. You know, just, I'm a picky eater. But me ordering ketchup only or mayonnaise only or anything only doesn't mean I want extra. Because I can order a ketchup only burger. I take one bite out of it. And I'm wearing all the ketchup that came out of the bottle that they squeezed onto my burger.
Getting lost in the sauce, my guy.
That's what it feels like. But the same people, you know, that want $15 an hour don't want to do $15 an hour work.
I can understand why they want more, because technically minimum wage is the minimum amount of money that you can make and live off of yourself. But I make way more than minimum wage, and I still struggle just to even make it through the week.
So, yeah, but at the same time, you're not doing a minimum wage job.
No, I'm not, and I haven't had a job like that since I was in high school.
Yeah, like,
or right out of high school.
Yeah.
So, white-collar jobs are kind of, I want to say, dwindling down in a way. Blue-collar jobs are paying more. You know, like landscaping and stuff.
Yeah.
And you could do that.
Yeah.
And you could make a lot more than what you would do at a minimum wage job. But it's people don't want to put in the work to earn that money.
No.
They see it as, oh, I'm not getting paid enough for this. Well, you're not getting paid enough for, well,
taking orders or flipping burgers either.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, those people don't deserve $15 an hour.
They don't. The lack of enthusiasm is one of the main things, and that alone, I don't believe you deserve. And I'm sorry if I'm stepping on any toes here, but you know, if you want that, at least act like it and put in the extra, you know, effort.
That makes me want to come back.
Like, yeah, if anybody should get paid $15 an hour and still be in fast food,
it's
Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. It is Chick-fil-A all day.
I don't think they get paid minimum wage, though. It just seems like that kind of company that doesn't. I don't know.
I don't know if they do or not. But, yeah, I've never had a single complaint from Chick-fil-A. I really don't think I have in all the years that I've been going there.
Except for the new Chick-fil-A that we got put in town, the drive-through and parking lot.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's horrendous.
But
that's the only. But it can be wrapped around the building 45 times,
and it's still fast.
And I'll get my food in 45 seconds.
Yeah,
like it. They move.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is they're doing. I guess God works in mysterious ways. He's blessing that drive-through on a daily basis.
Every day. But it blows my mind because, I mean, the work that I do isn't easy. I don't get paid minimum wage, but at the same time, it took me a long time to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to start somewhere. And if you know the job you're going into pays minimum wage, you don't need to try to support a family with it. You don't need to get another job. Like,
and even if you're unhappy with the job that you're working right now, and you want more money, and you're still half-assing it, don't expect that extra bit of money.
No.
Because why half-ass one thing? Or why half-ass everything when you can whole-ass one thing? Yeah. I always say.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about effort. What you put into it is what you get out of it.
Yeah. Honestly. You get what you give. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
And so, I'm just kind of rambling on about it at this point. But, you know.
And since that, like, I'll just go into the next topic, just straight into it, since we talked about the new Chick-fil-A that's in town. It's not new, but it's newer. The new roundabout, so they're putting in our hometown, is tremendous.
Like, I don't even know who the first person that ever thought about putting in a roundabout was.
Find him and see if he's still alive so I can send him
an email. I'm going to look up who invented roundabouts, and they are going on my shit list for the week.
And it just...
Frank Blackmore.
When? How long ago?
1972. The first magic roundabout was constructed in 1972.
It's not Swindon. Magic.
No, it is not.
Hold on.
Is what it is.
There's one thing. If people understood how a roundabout works, it would flow.
Not only if people understood how to build it, like whenever they put a roundabout right there in Turin, you know,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I was like, okay, this might not be a terrible idea,
and it's not. That one flows.
It doesn't. The roundabout can fit in this bedroom. It is so small.
It's a lot better than the four way that was there. That I'll say that.
Well, if anything, you should put a red light right there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where the new ones on 29 are.
They're right by the junction. There's one at Green Top, one at Junction. It's literally here and here.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, if you're going down the main highway, you don't even have to. This is the roundabout, and this is the road. You can still keep your speed, like no problem. For some reason, they offset both of them. And I've almost gotten in three wrecks there, and they've only been open since, like, last Wednesday.
That's so stupid.
So, I don't know whose idea it was. You know, they were supposed to start them, like, two, three months go back, and I thought something hit him, and I was like, whoa, this might not be a good idea. But I think they just took 2 or 3 months to hit us with two of them.
Well, not only that, but that construction work over by the Kroger, they spent all that time. The road was shut down for over a month.
A month and a half.
A month and a half. And then the transition from the old road to the new road is like going over a speed bump.
Yeah.
If you're going to spend that much time, at least make it transition smoothly. That goes, it kind of ties into what I said earlier. Don't half-ass everything.
I don't know. I'm flustered at who thought they were a good idea there. I mean, you can see everybody on Facebook, just hate them. I can scroll through my timeline every single day. Around 6, 7 o'clock when everybody gets home from work, gets settled in.
And everybody's pissed off about
nothing but hate. Nobody likes the idea. Traffic is more backed up than what it ever has been on those roads. And it just, I don't know. If it was you, call in, leave us a voicemail, and tell us why you did it.
Need answers.
Yeah, or even better,
we're going to figure out a way to get you out of Noonan as fast as possible.
Or if you don't like the roundabouts, especially call in. We'll push you on next week's pod. Whoever calls in about the roundabouts this week, between now and next Monday, we'll put you on next week's episode. I don't care how many we get.
Yeah.
We can have 55 voicemails and every single one of y'all will be on it. It don't matter.
That would be lit. Another thing, we got an idea trying to make some t-shirts.
We're in the process. I mean, I've got them designed. I'm just trying to find the best place to get them made. As soon as we get them made, we'll post about them. And we'll probably run a little contest kind of thing, giveaway kind of thing with the first few, just to see who likes them.
We're going to have a fight to the death for some t-shirts. So I would start preparing for that for sure. Because
like medieval times. I don't know.
It's going to be like Mad Max Thunderdome. There's going to be 2 men enter. Only one of you is going to leave.
And get a t-shirt.
Yeah, you get a free t-shirt. So, I mean, it's pretty worth it.
But hopefully not everybody's stuck at the roundabout trying to get to the show.
Yeah.
Because
you're not going to want to miss that. No. It'll probably be broadcasted on public TV.
Yeah, but like Chris said, we're working on t-shirts, working really hard. As soon as we get them up, like I said, I'll post pictures about them. I'll post links to where we can buy them at. And we'll try to get them out to y'all as quick as possible.
Another thing that I wanted to talk about was, I kind of skipped over this earlier when I was talking about Savannah. I want to know why people think it's a good idea to come up to you and beg you for money.
I see it every day. I work in Atlanta.
You beg you for something.
Or the people who ask me, hey man, you got any cash? This cracked me up. He was like, hey man, you got any spare change? I said, I'm sorry, man. I don't keep any cash on me. He was like, wow, you're pretty broke. I was like,
you're the one asking me.
I was floored. I was like, hold on. Wait a second.
Yeah, we were in this little restaurant. I say it's a restaurant. It's called Wet Willie's. You go in there, and they have all these slushies, alcohol slushies. I was just getting a beer. In Savannah, it's pretty cool. You can walk around and you can drink as long as it's out of a plastic cup. And you can carry about your business and shop around. So Savannah's pretty cool on that too. And I'm sorry if I'm talking too much about it. But I was in there ordering a beer. And somebody came up to me and they were like, hey, do you mind buying me such and such? And I'll wait outside and I'll pay you back. And I looked at them. I said, why don't you just buy it yourself right here rather than me buy it for you and give it to you out there? I already knew what he was going to do. He's going to be like, oh man, I don't have the money on me. I'm sorry, I'm keeping your drink then.
Yeah, I mean.
So rather than deal with that shit, I was just like, you know what? No, get out of here.
It's funny because he was like, hey man, do you mind? And you're like, yeah. And then
I do.
Furious.
He
explode.
He kept mumbling stuff and I just kept on about my business. And he went around and he asked three or four different people, and they all just kind of walked away. I was the only one that didn't walk away. I just stood there and I ignored him. And I'm like, do not bug me if I'm not paying you any mind.
No, I mean, just common decency. But those people don't care.
No, it's a tourist town. There's always going to be somebody coming up to you trying to get you to give them money or beg you for something.
And I'm all about, like, I keep waters in my work truck. If I see somebody, I'll give them a water. I'll give them food. I don't give people money. I don't know what they're going to buy with
it.
No,
exactly.
I don't know what they're going to use it for. You know, I just, if I give them water or food, they have to drink it. If they trade it for something else, then so be it. But
hey, not, man, I got some crack. You want to trade me a water for it? No.
What about water and a donut? He's like, yeah, I had a donut.
I can do that.
But yeah, it's just, and our views went down for some reason last week. I don't know if y'all just aren't listening or if we just didn't put it out there enough. But for those who listen, you know, screenshot the pod, put it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. Just try to get it to us. Get us out there. Because as soon as we hit 500 followers on Instagram and 800 listeners on the pod, we're going to be doing a giveaway.
And for those of you that aren't listening, you should probably get your shit together and subscribe and follow us on Instagram, because this is good stuff.
And we'll be here every week.
We're not going anywhere. What were we going to say?
So with that, this is going to be the end of this week's pod. It should be out today, August 20th, tonight. We'll see y'all next week.